Jesse Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The age factor continues to be an issue in the race for the White House.
The new poll shows 86% of Americans think Biden is too old for another term. 59% think both Biden and Trump are too old.
Two great quarterbacks, hard to decide.
In hopes of connecting with more younger voters, the Biden campaign joined TikTok last night. Its first video featured President Biden reacting to the Super Bowl.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Israel says its special forces troops rescued two hostages being held by Hamas in Rafah on the border with Egypt. They're said to be in good medical condition as they're checked out in an Israeli hospital. A woman in a trench coat and carrying a long gun walked into celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston on Sunday and started shooting. Two off-duty police officers confronted her and shot her dead. A 5-year-old boy with the woman was critically wounded. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin have overwhelmingly voted to form a union. They will be represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They expect the National Labor Relations Board to certify the results of their election in the coming days. Planned Parenthood officials say they look forward to building a good working relationship with the union and will bargain in good faith to provide excellent patient care across the state. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Election Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette polls suggest President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. Jill Stein got more than 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime, when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is, I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 33 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 33. On Wednesday, a little bit of light snow with a high on Wednesday right around 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. if you've made it through. That's what it's all about.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm joined by OnMilwaukee.com's entertainment reporter Matt Miller and Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson. Join me from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
1670 a.m. The Zone. If she's not milking the cows, she's talking about them. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
All right, now what kind of a morning host would I be if I didn't ask you your opinion on the commercials that ran throughout the Super Bowl? Welcome into a Monday, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke. So glad to be along with you. You can go ahead and use our talk text line to share what you thought were the funniest or most moving moments in those Super Bowl commercials, if you'd like. That toll-free number is 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Let me know what you thought about the halftime show, too. That was a big one that a lot of folks were looking forward to. The game itself, I don't know, going into overtime, can't remember a lot of those Super Bowls that had that happen. So again, your thoughts, your ideas on what were the best Super Bowl commercials or memorable moments about the event, 877-301-3276. Our weather looks to be memorable again this week. Memorable because it's going to be pretty mild. Today we've got sunshine on the way. 44 our expected high. Tomorrow partly cloudy and 37. Wednesday, cloudy skies and 46. Thursday, we've got a chance of morning snow showers. Thursday's highs around 35. Friday, a little cooler, partly cloudy and 29. And then we're back in the 30s, basically, all weekend long. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, will bring us the weather details there. We're also talking with Vicki Janisch from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, saluting our Dairy Athletes of the Month. Dairy farmers across the state responded very, very well last year when we asked you to suggest what athlete best exemplified the industry. Vicki's going to tell us more about the 2024 effort. And Charity Seebecker stepping in. Hey, don't forget, the Chinese Lunar New Year is being celebrated right now. Maybe it doesn't make a lot of big deal here in the United States, but I'll tell you what, it could be a big deal for our Wisconsin ginseng industry. Charity's got some of the details on that.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodesvet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
Protect the Harvest has been around since 2011, but in 2024, the organization is updating their look and their message with a new logo, a revamped website, and a new tagline, A Free and Fed America. Mike Siemens, formerly the beef specialist here in Wisconsin, one of the founders of World Beef Expo, is now the executive director of Protect the Harvest. Siemens said his group's job is to protect all products harvested and produced on American farms from the unfounded and outlandish claims of groups that don't understand our agricultural system.
Yeah, it's all of agriculture. It also gets into the other areas like fishing, wildlife, even Western lifestyle, things of that nature. Basically, everything that American does, producing food for the population or enjoying the outdoor type of lifestyle that continually gets attacked by activist groups, be it animal activists, be it environmental activists, be it, you know, food activists, things that keep trying to degrade our choices, our liberties, our freedoms. Those are the things that we try to do and put at the forefront and be the voice for agriculture that, quite honestly, there's a lot of organizations that deal with agriculture, and they have their own issues they're dealing with just trying to keep production going. Nobody really steps up in a way that actually pushes back against the activists when they start doing misleading information. And we see it, you see it all the time. And it's our job to point out what is misleading, what's facts, what's real. And that's our job. And I've been working with Protect Harvest for a couple of years, came on as executive director here the 1st September. And it's just, it's interesting because we deal with a lot of people out there in the industry. And again, they got their head down doing their job because it's what they do. They're independent. They don't like being bothered. And they just don't really know some of the external forces that are working against them diligently, well-funded, $500 million a year in their budget against multiple organizations, be it in the food, the environment, the animal, that tries to degrade and tear down and eliminate them from doing what they do for a living. So it's our job as being that voice, supporting them, pushing back, and trying to make sure that we can maintain that free and fed America that basically is what Protect the Harvest stands for.
And really and truly, there are some folks attacking agriculture that you wonder why. I mean, they're very far-flung.
You know, that's an interesting way of putting it. You wonder, they're activists. They're fanatical. They have a belief that was generated sometime, you know, during their development. And I've been doing this since we were together there in Wisconsin. So we've been going for over 20 years working with and against these same type of critics that try to attack our industry. And the more you get to know about them, they are fanatical in what they believe. They're not. The ones that are leaders, they're not necessarily hired guns going out there just trying to do this. They actually believe what they're trying to do, and that is a very dangerous because they're well-funded, they're well-motivated, and they're well-established. So they go out there, and they try to pick, they try to become the victim, they try to make themselves, you know, basically make agriculture be the demons out there that we're doing bad things instead of doing the right things. And that's what Protect the Harvest job is, to show the things we do are sound science, are fundamental, are the right things to do for the animals, for the environment, and just for the entire society to put a nice, safe, wholesome, inexpensive food on the table for them.
And we always hear about, PETA and SPCA and other organizations like that. But there are a bunch of them out there that maybe don't get as many headlines, but they're just as active.
Well, right now, in the headlines right now, there's been one of the leaders of a group called DXE, Direct Action for Everywhere. I know he just got found guilty. He'll have the prison sentencing here within the next month or so. And, you know, it's nice to see that's happening. I get concerned that the activist groups kind of see that as a martyrdom, that they kind of wear that as a badge of honor and things of that nature when they get arrested by the police and put in jail and things of that nature. It's what needs to happen. You know, they need to be classified as domestic terrorists because what they do, they go out there, they destroy, they disrupt, they intimidate, they threaten. And those are all things that are, you know, against our Constitution that we shouldn't have to be held, you know, held up against, but they do it. So, again, he got arrested. We'll see how that goes. It was nice that he did. Again, I kind of fear that they're going to use it as a badge of honor, as a fundraising mechanism, but at least you know, the authorities are doing their job, arresting the people that need to be arrested, and we'll just see where it goes to from there. But, yeah, it's there's multiple groups. There's still the big ones, like HSUS is, you know, probably the most well-funded one out there, but there's a lot of the fringe groups that are getting very active, very aggressive, and this Direct Action Everywhere is extremely aggressive. They can become violent. They do things that are just not what the normal people, you know, would think they would do. But it's undercover work. It's, you know, it's a lot of activities like that where they go in there, you know, cut fences, release animals. It's just not really what should be happening from a good, solid, you know, well-run society.
Is it strictly about animal agriculture or other aspects of agriculture also feeling these activists?
Oh, I think the list goes on. You can look at the climate change agenda and how they're going after, you know, methane-producing ruminants. Being from Wisconsin with the big dairy industry up there, you know, obviously they're targeted from that standpoint. When you look at the hunting and fishing, you know, activities there. When you look at Western lifestyle, rodeos. Right now in L.A., there's a group out there trying to work to basically eliminate rodeos. And L.A.'s that's in the process right now of banning rodeos in L.A., and it's kind of migrating over to San Diego right now. And those are kind of things that you've heard the term probably lately, social contagion, where people see things and think it's a kind of the cool and popular thing to do, so they start doing things without really thinking or having the facts. It's our job to put the facts there in front of them, but, you know, basically agriculture is less than 2% of the society. And to try to get that out there when you got most of the people that have no idea where their food comes from, no idea how animals are handled, no idea animals are raised, it's hard to get that information out there. But, you know, we see it all happening all the way. You know, again, from the enjoyment of being in the outdoors to, you know, just basically rodeo and things of that nature. It's just not raising beef, pork, dairy. It's everything. And it's food, it's environment, it's animal welfare. It's all the activist groups that are out there. And now kind of coalescing and working together, which even makes it more daunting.
How much do you see, like, if a state like California, L.A., San Diego would ban rodeos, how much momentum does that give some of these groups to move that into other states? Because around Wisconsin, of course, we have these towns that have rodeos for events, for fundraising. And then I even think about Wisconsin, the horse pulling. You know, is that a target as well? And could it be?
Well, if you'd have been on our last call, our last group call, that's what we were talking about. It goes to L.A., it goes to San Diego. Where's next? They don't stop. The groups that are out there attacking us, they don't stop. They're well-funded, they're motivated, they're well-organized, and they got a playbook. It's just like a game of chess to them. What's the next move? So to think they're going to stop in California without marching across the country, they'll probably pick off the bigger cities in some of the blue states where they probably have a more favorable environment, and then just work their way down. And once they get momentum and get a few big cities and start falling in their trap and making these, basically these emissions about, you know, banning rodeo and things like that, it'll just go out to the next thing. You talk about horse pulling. You talk about, you know, everything that we do. You talk about dairy shows. We talk about World Dairy Expo. I could easily see that being on the hit list someday. So why are you bringing these dairy cows in and showing them, taking them on the road, doing things like that, stressing them out, you know? The list goes on, Bob. There is no stop to them. It's just what's next on the chessboard that they can make the next move with, that they think they can be the most successful with. They're very disciplined and they're very motivated, and we got a lot of work to do, and we need more voices like yourself putting us out there, letting people know what's going on, so this way they pay attention to it. You know, if there's support out there that can be garnered, that's great, but the people need to be aware that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when I was at Wisconsin, it's a different ballgame now. It has changed dramatically, and we just got to make sure the people are aware of what's coming their way so they can help protect themselves. We'll be the tip of the spear, but they need to be aware of what's going on.
Are you active in all states, especially the major agriculture states, and farmers, processors have to be aware of these challenges? How do they get more aware?
So protecttheharvest.com, I mean, that's our website. That's where they can go for all the information, and we're actually doing a reboot in terms of our website, you know, refreshing it so we can get a little better information out there for the folks. But yeah, protecttheharvest.com, that's the easiest way of doing it. And again, yeah, we're basically housed in the Midwest, Indiana, Missouri, and the, you know, central parts of the states here, but we cover nationally. We even get involved in some, you know, border issues, things of that nature. Like I say, California is kind of a hotbed right now between Prop 12, where they ban, you know, gestation stalls and cages and stuff, and jacking up pork prices, and, you know, how that went, and that's still not all over yet, even though the Supreme Court ruled on that. You know, so that's still an issue, and that's becoming a cross-border issue, because I know the Canadians are having problems with Prop 12 in California. So that's an issue we're still dealing with, but yeah, right now it seems like the fringe groups on the coast are probably a little bit of focus now, because they're the ones like attacking rodeo. But again, if the main core of America that feeds America, that feeds the world, is not aware of what's going on, they got to get more aware. It's our job to get it out there. You're helping us do that by this interview, so it's greatly appreciated that you're taking the time to talk to us.
Protect the Harvest. Protect your way of life and agriculture in this country. ProtectTheHarvest.com. Dr. Mike Siemens, who's the new executive director of Protect the Harvest. I'm Bob Bosold.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, Civic.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Well, commercial, which one did you like?
I don't know that any of them really jumped out for me, Pam.
Yeah, I know it. I agree. There wasn't anything that's super overwhelming. I thought the Duncan's one with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Tom Brady was kind of cute, but I'm with you. What did you think of the halftime show?
I knew that one song.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then my daughter told me what it was called, and I says, no, you mean that's from up north, where you say, Yahey?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I completely understand. I've got probably a little more eclectic view of music, so some of that was more familiar to me. But, I guess the game was the headliner going into overtime. So now
it dragged until then.
Yeah, it did. It really did. All right. Well, let's not drag this out any longer. Let's talk about the weather. Again, another beautiful day on the way today. I'll welcome the sunshine.
Yeah, sunshine, pretty nice temperatures around here, too. You know, think about it, over the weekend, wasn't much weather that we had to deal with. The same heading into this new week, but there will be some precipitation chance as we head toward midweek, late Wednesday or on into the day Thursday. A very weak front dropping southeast through the state today. You'll know it's passed when your southwest winds become northwest. Not very strong either, not going to add a chill, but we'll see that wind shift today. We'll still have some sun today, tomorrow, and even into Wednesday, but by that time, low pressure will be edging in from the west out of the Dakotas, I expect, heading through about central Wisconsin the way it looks now, and that could mean some rain south, a little light snow north, not a whole lot of precipitation. But Wednesday night into Thursday, I'd expect we'll see some of that, and it will be cooler as we head toward the end of the week. Boy, it's actually possible we could get back to almost a normal temperature here as we look toward Friday or to start the weekend. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Picture this, you in a company vehicle traveling across the picturesque landscapes of southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Your mission? To provide top-notch service and installations of milking equipment. Tri-County Dairy Supply is on the lookout for dynamic service technicians to join their teams in Janesville and Watertown. If you've got experience in farming, electrical work, plumbing, welding, refrigeration, or maintenance, send your resumes to tricountydairy@tds.net or apply in person in Janesville. Must have a valid driver's license. Don't miss this opportunity.
Alrighty, Stu, let's talk a little bit about the weather we've got coming up. Doesn't look too bad, and like you said, Thursday, that chance of rain.
Yeah, rain and some snow mixed in, more likely further north. But we've got a ways to go. The Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast, a nice sunny Monday. Man, this one is nice as we push toward the mid-50s. Mid-50s likely in western Wisconsin will be close in the east and south. And I expect southwest winds 5 to 10 become northwest this afternoon with the passage of that weak cool front. Partly cloudy overnight. It does cool down in the lower 20s, low to mid-20s, if you will, you know, 23, 25. Northwest winds about 5 to 10. Mostly sunny tomorrow, only in the upper 30s, a bit of a cool down. The northwest winds 5 to 10. Partly sunny, mid-40s Wednesday. Southwest winds 5 to 10, and then that rain and or snow Wednesday night, Friday. Pam, we'll watch that one so we know what to expect, but I don't think it's a big storm.
All right, that's good. That's good. I mean, still thinking about those poor folks down in that Evansville area that are still cleaning up from that tornado that came through last week. So hopefully today will get them off to a good start.
Yeah, a sunny day could be a big help, I hope.
All right, good enough. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, buddy. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update on a Monday. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compeer.com. Well, we are visiting with Charity Seebecker coming up. A little bit more on how Wisconsin is hoping to capitalize on China's Lunar New Year that officially started on Saturday, runs for 15 days' time. That story on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwaba, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on this
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The age factor continues to be an issue in the race for the White House.
The new poll shows 86% of Americans think Biden is too old for another term. 59% think both Biden and Trump are too old.
Two great quarterbacks, hard to decide.
In hopes of connecting with more younger voters, the Biden campaign joined TikTok last night. Its first video featured President Biden reacting to the Super Bowl.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Israel says its special forces troops rescued two hostages hostages being held by Hamas in Rafah on the border with Egypt. They're said to be in good medical condition as they're checked out in an Israeli hospital. A woman in a trench coat and carrying a long gun walked into celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston on Sunday and started shooting. Two off-duty police officers confronted her and shot her dead. A 5-year-old boy with the woman was critically wounded. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin have overwhelmingly voted to form a union. They will be represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They expect the National Labor Relations Board to certify the results of their election in the coming days. Planned Parenthood officials say they look forward to building a good working relationship with the union and will bargain in good faith to provide excellent patient care across the state. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Election Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette polls suggest President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. Jill Stein got more than 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 33 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 33. On Wednesday, a little bit of light snow with a high on Wednesday right around 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up, for those of you listening. Comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the
thinking,
comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on
in. Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Look, take games, for example, right, Ebo? It's the best game you've ever seen. It's the greatest play in NBA history. It's the most remarkable moment the NFL has ever seen. We get so sucked in to the micro, into the here and now. And
from her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, we've got a very mild Monday on the way. Sunshine, 44, what we're expecting today. Winds out of the west, about 9 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow and 37. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and 46. Thursday morning, we've got a chance of morning snow showers. Kind of depends on the temperature. 35 are expected high. Friday, 29. Saturday, 31. Sunday, 39 degrees. It looks like we're getting back to what we would consider more normal temperatures after that for the month of February. All right, so today is the 12th day of February. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, is founded. It's one of the oldest and most influential civil rights organizations in the United States. NAACP started on this day in 1909. On this day in 1912, the last emperor of China abdicated. He was only 6 years old at the time. There was a military coup that really kind of forced that situation. But the last emperor of China abdicates the throne on this date back in 1912. On this day in 1994, Edward Munch's The Scream painting is stolen. Was one of a series of four. They did recover it a couple months later, but The Scream went missing on this day back in 1994. Happy birthdays. Let's see. Happy birthday to actor Josh Brolin, Dad James. He is 56 years young. And comedian actor Arsenio Hall. He turned 68 today, and now you know. What you maybe didn't know is that as of Saturday, China started celebrating its New Year. Now, at first blush, you say, okay, no big deal. Well, there are a couple reasons we need to pay attention. First of all, if China is celebrating their New Year, they may not be in the marketplace. That can kind of disrupt our numbers for a little bit. And the other reason why Wisconsin pays attention to China's New Year, it's a big market, a huge market for Wisconsin ginseng. And during their New Year's celebrations, that turns into gift giving involving Wisconsin ginseng. Charity Seebecker's got more.
Our holiday celebrations may be in the rearview mirror, but in China, they're just getting ready for their big event. You can bet that even on the other side of the world, Wisconsin agriculture is part of that celebration. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Jackie Fett, Executive Director of the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin, says the Chinese New Year is an important time of the year for Wisconsin ginseng growers. This is because the world-renowned American ginseng has cultural significance as a gift there. She explains more about ginseng's importance in China and how they're working to create more opportunities for Wisconsin ginseng growers.
We are celebrating Wisconsin ginseng because of the Chinese New Year, which begins on February 10th. The holiday lasts until February 24th. This is the year of the dragon. The holiday is celebrated across Asia, and each country has its own customs and traditions. In China, it's the most important festival. It's a time for feasts, gifting, and a time for family. Popular rituals include serving food that symbolizes good fortune and making resolutions concerning what one hopes to accomplish in the next year. Wisconsin ginseng is a very popular gift in many Asian cultures. It is a gift of good health, and it is used in many of the dishes that are served throughout the holiday.
So why is Wisconsin ginseng so prevalent and so wanted there?
Wisconsin ginseng is known for being very high quality, and it produces a unique taste that's recognized all over the world. This bittersweet taste is treasured by many Asian people. Wisconsin ginseng is known to be the most potent and therefore has high amounts of its active ingredient, which are ginsenosides. Ginseng also has a wide variety of health benefits. It is known to help boost energy and support a healthy immune system.
How much of American ginseng is sold, or maybe what stats can you give us about the amount of Wisconsin-grown ginseng that is going to China for their New Year's event?
So we have about 100 growers registered in the state of Wisconsin, and we grow about 1 million pounds of cultivated ginseng annually. About 85% of the cultivated ginseng grown in Wisconsin is exported to China. It is our number one market.
What are some of the other key markets that we work with?
Yeah, sure. We also work with Taiwan, Vietnam, Malaysia, Singapore, Japan. We're trying to expand into new markets like India, for example.
What is the alternative of Wisconsin ginseng for the Chinese consumer perspective then?
Chinese consumers want to use Wisconsin ginseng. It is their preferred growing region. American ginseng, which is the type that we grow here, is also grown in China and in Canada. Because of this, there is a lot of mislabeling in our industry. Ginseng grown in other regions is often represented in the market as being grown in Wisconsin. So it's very confusing for consumers and even for retail shop owners to know if they're truly getting authentic Wisconsin ginseng.
That was Jackie Fett, Executive Director of the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin, along with us. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
At the Midwest Farm Report, we bring the heart of agriculture into your homes every day. From our e-newsletter to agribusiness news, we've got you covered at themidwestfarmreport.com. I'm Charity Seebecker, and thanks for listening.
All righty, just to get you started on a Monday morning, right now we've got our cash corn contract in Chicago up about a penny, currently setting 430. We've got our December new crop corn, that's basically unchanged right now at 468. Soybeans on the cash side, we're up about a nickel at 1188 in Chicago. With the new crop side of our soybean contracts, they're currently trading up three at 1166. The wheat market, new crop, currently down 4 cents at 596. Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny at 157 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese, that was down 3 1/4 at 157. The AA butter, that was down 5 1/2 at 269 a pound. Class 3 fluid milk for February closed a penny stronger at 16.13. March milk closed 15 cents stronger, 17.13. April milk was down 14 cents at 17.35 a hundredweight. All right, coming up next, I'm going to check in with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. They're recognizing student-athletes across the state with a dairy connection. Vicki Janish joining us in studio. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so. But people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
All about research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin's dairy industry. And we do it in a lot of different ways. Today, we're going to talk about a really unique way that we try to get the general public engaged with the good of dairy products in their diet, the good of our dairy community, and our student-athletes. Interesting, right? Bringing it home for us today, Vicki Janis. She is with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. She's one of the coordinators for the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month. And we were kind of giggling before we started this conversation about how a good idea can absolutely take off. Sometimes you're not necessarily ready for that kind of immediate forward thrust, but in this case, it's been very welcome. First of all, tell us when Wisconsin's Dairy Athlete of the Week, or of the Month, rather, started.
Last year, we started the Dairy Athlete of the Month program with Wisconsin Sports Network to highlight and showcase student athletes across the state that are tied to Wisconsin Dairy. And the feedback was so immense, and we couldn't even imagine the success of the program. We went from featuring one student athlete a month last year to now we're featuring a male and female student athlete each month. So we have 24 student athletes that we're going to feature year round throughout this course of the program to tie in that connection to dairy with the same components that student athletes endure: grit, determination, teamwork, hard work. Those are all key words that define and describe dairy farmers and agriculture. So that's a great way for us to get in front of a new audience. WSN has over 50 million hits to their website every year, going for sports, rosters, schedules, checking on athletes. And so we're getting in front of that audience in a new way to tell dairy farmer stories as well as the nutritious and delicious components of dairy.
You know, I think I said to Vicki, I'm like, well, you know, this is a lot of proud moms and dads, grammy grandpas, uncles, aunts. But you said this is rippled far deeper than we might have even fathomed.
I never imagined this taking off to the extent that we're seeing athletic directors, coaches, community members, those biggest cheerleaders that support these student athletes, nominate because they understand and know that they're tied to a dairy farm. You know, they say it takes a community to raise a child. It's really true in the dairy industry. And so we're seeing these individuals rally around these student athletes, and we're seeing the success of the program grow.
Well, as she said, success has grown so much so that they've gone from recognizing one athlete in a month to now two athletes. Doesn't matter the sport. We're looking for those nominations from basically the freshman year through senior year of high school. And you can find out more on that if you want to go to the Sports Network's website, which is WISSports.net. WISSports.net. And if you want to see some of the previously recognized student athletes, go to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Facebook page, where they've been sharing that over for a while. Tell me a little bit about some of the stories that stick out to you, Vicki. I mean, you're a farm kid too, so and a previous student athlete. Let's talk a little bit about the stories that really resonated with you or caught you by surprise.
It's been really fun to read these profiles and these student athletes profiles that come in. They've been nominated, but we take it a step further and learn more about the student athlete, how they're managing the classroom, their athletics, and their responsibilities on the farm. And we also learn more about their farm. Not all of these student athletes grew up on a farm, grew up in a dairy farming family. And so I'm seeing profiles that these student athletes are working on their neighbor's farm. They want to add value, and they just love cows, and their neighbor's giving them that opportunity. They want to be behind a tractor and want to pursue a career in agriculture because of those connections. And those neighbors or those relationships that they build at a young age, they're learning that hard work, determination, those key elements that really bring out the best in our future leaders of the dairy industry.
Wow, what a cool story to tell. Again, we're talking about Wisconsin's Dairy Athlete of the Month, growing exponentially. Now it's going to be something that we have going year-round, recognizing these student-athletes. And it's not just about the Farm Babe recognizing these student-athletes. You said you've gotten quite a bit of uptake from local media on these kids.
Right. We are seeing a big increase of local media attention drawn to these student athletes. They're always looking to make a local connection, and what better platform to highlight these student athletes in their local communities. We're seeing that rally in print and broadcast, but we're also seeing organizations that are tied to the farm or the student athlete. Maybe they're involved in FFA or a 4-H club. We're seeing those organizations also rally around. So not just on social media, but in the other media markets as well as print and broadcast.
You know, good stories do not stop at the border. When people see a good idea, they have a tendency to want to try to copy it. And that's also been the case. You said you've been contacted from people outside of Wisconsin because they like what you're doing.
Right. So we had a student athlete featured in Northwestern Wisconsin, and the principal reached out. They're new to Wisconsin. They don't understand necessarily. All of a sudden, one of his student athletes is popping up in the media, and he wants to learn more. And he doesn't know a lot about the dairy industry, and what better avenue to open that line of communication than to start with our student athletes and bridge the gap.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, Vicki Janish is in studio with us. She is one of the coordinators for the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month that is now really reaching consuming audiences, parents, families, supporters year-round. Now they're up to two athletes a month, a male and a female, that they want to try to recognize. Now, what do you ask of the athletes? I mean, you've got the application process. Okay, that's fine. What do they get after they've been acknowledged? Or give me a little sense of that relationship. What do you expect from them? What do they get from you?
So we really take this opportunity to leverage and amplify them as a student athlete, share their story, share their family's farm story or their neighboring farm, however they're involved in dairy. We also follow up with them. We want them to support and yell loud and proudly that I'm proud to be a Wisconsin dairy farmer or I support. So each student athlete gets a t-shirt that they can wear to practice, wear around their community, just to be that walking billboard of that they are part of our industry and they're a future leader for our industry. The other piece of that is we also give them I support Wisconsin dairy farmer t-shirt. We want them to share that shirt with somebody that has been a big cheerleader for them, whether it's their coach, a family member, maybe it's a 4-H leader or somebody that's not tied to agriculture at all. We want them to rock that shirt and make that connection back to the dairy industry.
That's what it's all about, making sure that we've got our own cheerleaders in all kinds of communities. And this is one way that we're doing it. Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month. And like Vicki said, it's not necessarily an athlete that's out there on the family farm, but maybe doing chores for the neighbors, staying engaged in the process, in love with the animals, and also happens to be an athlete. Like we said, you're not limiting as far as the sports relevance either, huh?
They have to be part of a WIA-sanctioned athletic event. You know, we see the gamut of hockey players, basketball players, and, you know, the new sport is lacrosse, right? So we want to be inclusive and highlight all student-athletes that are recognized with the WIA.
Excellent. Now, if, again, we're catching somebody's attention late in the conversation, Vicki, how can they find out more? Because you know as well as I do, there's a lot of parents, a lot of aunties, uncles, a lot of family members that are saying, hey, I've got just the candidate for you. Where can they start the process?
We definitely want to hear from you and make sure that we have the opportunity to acknowledge and highlight these student athletes. So going to wisports.net. To see the profiles, that's also where you'll nominate the student athlete. And then from there, we will filter through all of the great nominations and find those 24 that we feature, but then also recognize all the student athletes that have been nominated throughout the process.
You got to love it. If you're a jock or not, this is a great way to marry the image of the hardworking dairy farm families we've got in the state of Wisconsin with those hardworking student athletes that are just trying to bring their best to whatever court, field, or item that they are working on. So again, Vicki Janisch in studio with us with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. If you would like to take a look at some of the athletes that have already been recognized, I suggest their Facebook page, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. If you would like to perhaps nominate a student athlete, well, that's where you go to WISSports.net. WISSports.net. And like we said, it's a year-round program, so whenever you find that valuable person that you think you want to nominate, you can go to that website and take care of that. Just another one of the great programs supported by our hardworking dairy farm families and their checkoff dollars. Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Week, brought to you courtesy of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Along with Vicki Janisch in studio, I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
A look ahead at the annual USDA Ag Outlook Forum, next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents its annual Ag Outlook Forum this Thursday and Friday. Mark Jekinowski chairs the World Agricultural Outlook Board.
We will have a panel discussion with some state commissioners of agriculture, learning some of the challenges that their producers are facing and some of the actions that those state commissioners are taking on the ground to promote and support the agriculture sector. We'll have another panel discussion focused on new horizons in agriculture, how science and technology is helping the farm sector to prosper. We'll have sessions on climate change and on agricultural research that USDA is supporting and food nutrition programs. So it really does cover the entire spectrum of what USDA does.
Jekinowski says the forum has both in-person and virtual attendance options, and there's no charge to register for online participation.
We hope to see as many people in the room as possible. There's always a lot of energy and excitement kind of getting people together and having those hallway conversations and the questions in the room. Being part of that is always a great opportunity. But if you can't come in person, then you can sign up to watch all of the presentations virtual.
You can find a link to that on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Noon to 3 on Monday, we have a cure for your Monday blues and also a look back at what happened over the weekend. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Pentagon